One of the things that has stumped Christians over the centuries and still today is the question of whether and how Christ is communicated in the Lord's Supper. And one of the common assumptions working undetected beneath the question has been a kind of quasi-naturalism that assumes that if in fact Christ is communicated in the supper, he must be somehow contained metaphysically within the bread and the wine. This led the Church of Rome to adopt the doctrine of transubstantiation, which teaches that during the Mass, a miracle occurs which transforms the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus, not visibly, but nevertheless really. Protestants have typically just gone to the opposite end of the spectrum, holding that Christ is not in the bread and wine, and therefore Christ is not communicated in the supper, except as a mnemonic device to remind us of the body and blood of Christ given on the cross. I think the flaw of both these approaches begins with the quasi-naturalistic assumption that for Christ to be communicated, he must be metaphysically somehow in the elements. Christ himself shows us the way forward. It was a lesson he taught us very soon after his resurrection, and he did it by appearing to two disciples walking together and pondering the meaning of the recent events of Christ's crucifixion and the amazing assertion of some of the women that he had risen from the dead. Now, Jesus joined these two disciples traveling along the road, but he prevented them from recognizing him, as Luke records for us in chapter 24 of his gospel. And then Jesus does two things to disclose himself to these disciples. First, he preached the scriptures to them, explaining and expounding the many Old Testament texts that spoke of his sufferings and of his resurrection and subsequent glory. Second, Jesus broke bread with them, and in so doing, he disclosed himself to them and then vanished from sight. The lesson to these disciples was clear. This is how Christ would be with his people as he promised in the Great Commission. This is how Christ would disclose himself to his disciples as he promised during the Last Supper. Through the preaching of the word and the breaking of bread in the supper, and all of this by the Holy Spirit. You see, we don't have a problem believing that Christ is communicated and disclosed through the preaching of the Word of God. But what is the preaching of the Word of God, metaphysically speaking? It is ink on paper, sound waves traveling through the air and hitting our eardrums, and chemicals moving around in our brains. Now, Christ is not in any of those. He's not in the ink, he's not in the sound waves, he's not in the chemicals. He's not contained in any. And no miracle of transubstantiation takes place to put Christ in the ink or in the sound waves. And yet he is truly communicated through the preaching of the word, for he is disclosed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the same way, he is communicated and disclosed by the Holy Spirit in the Lord's Supper. Christ's body did not become the bread when he disclosed himself in the breaking of bread to those two disciples. His human body was still his human body. In fact, if his human body had become the bread and at the same time remained his human body, that would in fact make him not human, which would be a denial of the incarnation. And Christ can only save that which he has become. He can only save the whole man if he has become the whole man. One of the things about human bodies is that they are in one place at a time, and Christ is a true man. This is another one of the problems with the doctrine of transubstantiation, is that it implicitly denies the true and full manhood of Christ. Further, Christ breaking bread with these disciples did not involve any sort of rehumiliation or re-crucifixion of Jesus, as is taught in the doctrine of the Mass. And yet Jesus truly disclosed himself to these disciples through the breaking of bread, and he did so in the same way that he disclosed himself to them through the preaching of the word. That is, he did so through the promised Holy Spirit. And finally, let us not miss the third element present in Jesus disclosing of himself to these two disciples, and that is the gathered disciples. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus said, I am there in the midst of them. Matthew 18, verse 20. How is Jesus there when Jesus bodily is in heaven? Well, he is in our midst by the Holy Spirit. Gathered disciples, preached word, breaking of bread, these are how Jesus is with us and discloses himself to us, really, and all by the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.